Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with the news at 9. The headlines. Union Cabinet approves Bharat Audyogik Vikas Yojana with allocation of 33,660 crore rupees for developing 100 plug-and-play industrial parks across the country. Government gives nod to MSP funding of over 1,700 crore rupees to Cotton Corporation of India for cotton season 2023-24. Centre offers additional 10% allocation of commercial LPG to all states and union territories, supporting transition to piped natural gas. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Crown Prince of Kuwait hold talks on West Asia situation. Stress ensuring safe and free navigation through Strait of Hormuz remains top priority. Iran's intelligence minister Ismail Khatib killed in overnight strikes by Israel. And in badminton, Ayush Shetty, Tanvi Sharma, Malvika Bansod and Anmol Kharb advanced to singles pre-quarterfinal of Orleans Masters in France. The Union Cabinet has approved the Bharat Audyogik Vikas Yojana with an allocation of 33,660 crore rupees for developing 100 plug-and-play industrial parks in the country. Briefing media in New Delhi after the Cabinet meeting this afternoon, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said the scheme aims to develop world-class industrial infrastructure, unlocking manufacturing potential and driving the country's growth story. Mr. Vaishnav said in a significant step towards enhancing farmers' welfare and advancing the vision of Atmanirbhar Bharat, the government has given the nod to minimum support price MSP funding of over 1,718 crore rupees to the Cotton Corporation of India for cotton season 2023-24. The minister informed that the cabinet also cleared the small hydropower development scheme for the period 2026-27 to 2030-31 with an outlay of more than 2,584 crore rupees. Mr. Vaishnav said the cabinet has approved the construction of over 101 kilometer long four-lane access-controlled national highway 927 from Barabanki to Bahraich in Uttar Pradesh at a cost of more than 6,969 crore rupees.
Today, four major historic decisions were taken. The first is related to Make in India, for which a sanction of 33,660 crore rupees was approved by the cabinet. The second pertains to the 2023-24 cotton season, where matters related to the reimbursement of 11,718 crore rupees of support were approved. The third is the approval of an access-controlled four-lane highway from Barabanki to Bahraich with an investment of 6,969 crore rupees. Additionally, small hydropower development schemes were also approved today.
The Lok Sabha today passed the Appropriation No. 2 Bill 2026. The legislation was moved by Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman. The bill seeks to authorize payment and appropriation of certain sums from and out of the Consolidated Fund of India for the services of the financial year 2026-27. Before the passage of the bill, the House also approved demands for grants for 2026-27 under the control of the different ministries by applying the guillotine. The House negated the cut motions moved by the opposition members by voice vote. Later, the House adjourned for the day to meet on Monday. Earlier, the lower house also gave its nod for the demands of grants under the control of the Ministry of Agriculture and Farmers' Welfare for 2026-27. Replying to a discussion, Agriculture and Farmers' Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan said the government is moving forward with objectives of ensuring food security, increasing farmers' income and providing nutritious food to the people.
In 2013-14, the agriculture budget was only 21,933 crore and 50 lakh rupees. But today, as this budget has been presented, it stands at 1,30,561 crore and 38 lakh rupees. This increase in the budget is unprecedented.
Several members, including Konda Vishweshwar Reddy of BJP, Amrinder Singh Rajawaring of Congress, and Sanjay Uttam Rao Deshmukh of Shiv Sena UTB, participated in the debate. The Rajya Sabha today bade farewell to 59 members from 20 states, including 9 women who are set to retire from April to June this year. Speaking in the House on the occasion, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said their contribution to parliamentary democracy will always be remembered. After the farewell, the upper house was adjourned for the day to meet again on Monday. The Election Commission has said it has deployed over 25 lakh officials ahead of the upcoming assembly polls for violence-free, inducement-free elections in 4 states of Assam, Kerala, Tamil Nadu and West Bengal and Union Territory of Puducherry. The poll panel has removed 11 district magistrates in West Bengal who also serve as district election officers. Earlier in the day, 5 Deputy Inspector General of Police ranked officers were also removed. The Central Election Committee meeting of the BJP is underway at party headquarters in New Delhi. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Home Minister Amit Shah, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, BJP President Nitin Naveen and other senior party leaders are attending the meeting. The meeting is being held to finalise the names of candidates for the upcoming assembly polls in 4 states and a union territory. Ahead of the Assam assembly polls, Lok Sabha MP Pradyut Bordoloi, after resigning from the Congress, joined the BJP in New Delhi today. Mr. Bordoloi, who represented the Congress from Nagaon seat, submitted his resignation over the party's decision to field a candidate in his constituency. Polling for 126 assembly constituencies in Assam will be held in a single phase on the 9th of April. In Puducherry, the filing of nominations for the assembly elections has picked up pace with candidates from DMK, Congress and others submitting their papers today. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back. You're with us on the news at 9. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today held a telephonic conversation with the Crown Prince of Kuwait, Sheikh Sabah Al Khalid Al Hamad Al Mubarak Al Sabah, on the evolving situation in West Asia. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said during their conversation he reiterated India's condemnation of attacks on Kuwait's sovereignty and territorial integrity. They also emphasized that ensuring safe and free navigation through the Strait of Hormuz remains a foremost priority. Both sides agreed that sustained diplomatic engagement is essential for maintaining regional peace and stability. The Prime Minister thanked the Crown Prince for his continued support towards the safety and well-being of the Indian community in Kuwait. Mr. Modi also conveyed greetings to the Crown Prince of Kuwait on the upcoming Eid festival. The meeting of the Parliamentary Standing Committee on External Affairs was held at Parliament House Annex this evening. The committee was briefed by representatives of the Ministry of External Affairs on the safety, security and repatriation of Indian diaspora during the ongoing conflict in West Asia. Senior Congress MP Shashi Tharoor, who is chairman of the committee, chaired the meeting. The Ministry of External Affairs team was led by Secretary West Sibi George. Speaking to media after the meeting, Mr. Tharoor said the discussion on West Asia was the most comprehensive. In view of the ongoing situation in West Asia, the government has offered an additional 10% allocation of commercial liquefied petroleum gas, LPG, to all states and union territories, raising it to 30%, subject to their support in the long-term transition from LPG to piped natural gas, PNG. Joint Secretary, Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas Sujata Sharma shared this information during an interministerial briefing on recent developments in West Asia held in New Delhi this afternoon. She said the government has also urged commercial LPG consumers in major cities and urban areas to switch to PNG. The government also assured that crude availability is normal and refineries are operating at maximum capacity.
Crude availability is normal. Refineries are operating at the highest capacity. Domestic LPG production has increased by 40%. No dryout has been reported at retail outlets, and adequate stocks of petrol and diesel are available at petrol pumps. Regarding natural gas, PNG and CNG for transport are being made available to consumers 100% without any cuts.
100% without any cut, consumers ko available karaya ja raha hai.
Special Secretary for Ministry of Ports, Shipping and Waterways Rajesh Kumar Sinha said all Indian vessels remain safe with no incidents reported.
Over the past 24 hours, 25 Indian citizens have been repatriated after sign-off from various ports and locations in that regional area. The control room is operational 24/7 and around 125 telephone calls and approximately 450 emails were received and all were responded to. Cargo discharge from the LPG carriers Shivalik and Nanda Devi is currently underway as per the oil company's schedule.
Earlier in the day, a large Indian vessel named Jag Ladki arrived at Mundra port in Gujarat carrying 81,000 metric tons of high-quality oil from the UAE. Meanwhile, the West Asia conflict involving the U.S.-Israel alliance and Iran continues to escalate after the killing of Iran's intelligence minister Ismail Khatib in overnight strikes by Israel. In a social media post, Iranian President Masoud Pezeshkian condemned the assassination. Khatib's killing comes after Israel targeted top security official Ali Larijani and Basij paramilitary force commander Ghulam Reza Soleimani. In response, Iran issued evacuation warnings linked to key oil and gas infrastructure in Saudi Arabia, Qatar and the UAE as potential legitimate targets. Iran's foreign minister has also signaled a possible shift in maritime security, stating that the Strait of Hormuz may require a new protocol, raising fresh concerns over global energy routes. At the same time, Israeli forces are reported to be advancing deeper into southern Lebanon. In the UAE, authorities remain on heightened alert following Iran's latest warnings. More from our correspondent.
In a significant blow to Tehran's security apparatus, Israeli Defense Minister Israel Katz confirmed that an overnight precision strike in Tehran successfully eliminated Iran's Minister of Intelligence Ismail Khatib. Khatib, a key hardline ally of the late Supreme Leader, had overseen the country's vast economic surveillance and international covert operations since 2021. This marks the third high-profile assassination of a top Iranian leader in just 48 hours. Israeli officials state that Prime Minister Netanyahu has now granted the military a free hand to target any remaining senior officials on their list without further authorization, signaling a relentless push to dismantle Iranian leadership's command and control structure. Vinod Kumar, Akashwani News, Dubai.
President Draupadi Murmu today extended greetings to the nation on the eve of Indian New Year and spring festivals of Chaitra Shukladi, Ugadi, Gudi Padwa, Cheti Chand, Navre and Sajipu Cheraupa. In her message, President Murmu said the festivals foster unity among India's various communities through love and harmony and bring happiness, prosperity and well-being to citizens. Benchmark domestic equity indices closed 0.8% up today. The Sensex climbed 633 points to close at 76,704, while the Nifty jumped 197 points to settle at 23,778. In badminton, Ayush Shetty, Anmol Kharb, Tanvi Sharma, Malvika Bansod and Isharani Barua have advanced to the singles pre-quarterfinal of Orleans Masters at Palais des Sports in France today. In men's singles, Ayush defeated compatriot Kiran George in a round of 32 match. However, Kidambi Srikanth made an early exit after losing to Denmark's Magnus Johansson in first round game. In women's singles, Anmol Kharb overpowered Neslihan Arin of Turkey in her opening match. Tanvi defeated Thai player Supaneda Katethong, while Malvika defeated S.Y. Sung of Chinese Taipei and Isharani overcame Denmark's Amalie Schultz in another round of 32 matches. In men's doubles, India's Arjun Madathil Ramachandran and Hariharan Amsakarunan have also progressed to the round of 16. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Union Cabinet approves Bharat Audyogik Vikas Yojana with allocation of 33,660 crore rupees for developing 100 plug-and-play industrial parks across the country. Government gives nod to MSP funding of over 1,700 crore rupees to Cotton Corporation of India for cotton season 2023-24. Centre offers additional 10% allocation of commercial LPG to all states and UTs supporting transition to piped natural gas. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Crown Prince of Kuwait hold talks on West Asia situation. Stress ensuring safe and free navigation through Strait of Hormuz remains top priority. Iran's intelligence minister Ismail Khatib killed in overnight strikes by Israel. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.